This is Tri-State's Public Radio News. The committee formed to help shape the future of the West Prairie School District has completed its report. Now it's up to the school board to decide how to proceed. The Impact 103 committee recommends the district keep open both of its elementary schools, but that either the middle school building or high school be closed. The building left open would house middle and high school students. School Board President Scott Vogler says the board will now dig deeper into the options.
We'll be looking for a more broad-based idea of cost, things like that, long-term planning of where things will be in the next 5, 10, 15, 20 years.
Vogler says there is no deadline for choosing a path. He says the board won't be rushed into making decisions. The Impact 103 committee met for around 8 months. It held 5 community engagement sessions before issuing its recommendations. Superintendent Carol Kilver says when she took the job, she was asked to make sure the community had a greater voice in the district's direction. She feels that was accomplished and done in a civil manner.
That was at the core of almost every meeting, that we wanted to model for our students the process of civility and how you take on challenging problems that are facing you. And I think that our community did an excellent job in modeling that for our students.
During the forums, the district said its enrollment has slowly declined in recent years. It currently has around 600 students. Its buildings are old, with an average age of 54 years. A design firm found the South Elementary School to be in good condition, the North Elementary School and High School in fair condition, and the Middle School in poor shape. The community was also told during the public sessions that transportation is a challenge because the district covers 244 square miles. I'm Rich Egger, Tri-State's Public Radio News.